A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Gimel, Zvachim 73a, pagination is 145. We have the statement on today's daf, three lines from the bottom, that we explored yesterday. Ba'alei chayim chashivi velo batli. Living animals are chashuv. They're important. Velo batli, and they will not be nullified. And that's the explanation for the Mishnah that was so concerned about an animal that's forbidden on some level that gets mixed in with others. And we're finding all kinds of complex solutions for the entire group. And we don't say that this one forbidden animal becomes nullified in the multitude. That's because it's a living creature, and a living creature is chashuv, is important, and it does not get nullified. Now, a living creature, by definition, has to be living. And so we have in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud in Yoredeya Se'if Beis, Ba'alei Chayim Shenisarvu Ba'acherim V'nishchatu. If you have living creatures that get mixed in, and then they were slaughtered, the shecht, they're no longer alive, batal chashivusan, their importance is nullified, ubetelin, and indeed they will be nullified, and they could be used, however, whatever options are now available, based on the bittel, v'hu shenishchatu b'shogeg, provided they were shecht, by mistake. You can't go ahead and be mevatel an iser lechatchila. And if you were mevatel it lechatchila, we would have cases that it would still be forbidden because it wasn't supposed to be done. I'd like to explore some of the considerations that go around this basic principle that we will not say bittul if something is really important. So we had a concept called beria. That's a concept in Yoredeya Siman Kuf. But it's limited to a case where the thing is asur mitechilas beriyasan from its start. You have an insect. Even though the insect is very small within the multitude of a vegetable, nevertheless, it's not batel, not allowed to eat it, it's not nullified, and we have to deal with it. We have to wash the produce in an appropriate manner to get rid of the beria. When it comes to ba'alei chayim, so for example, the Shach points out, Kuf Yud Zayin, that Ba'alei Chayim, living creatures, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Mitchilas Beriyasin, forbidden from the beginning of its creation. For example, the Shar HaNiskal, the animal that killed and is therefore meant to be killed. Or the animals that we described in our Mishnah, that were karbanos, that something went wrong. They're not aser mitchilas biriyasan. And the explanation is they're not being asered because they're a beria. They're being asered because they're ba'alei chayim. And therefore they can get into this category of restrict and prohibit, even if they weren't originally forbidden mitchilas biriyasan from their beginning. But they're going to get out of that category, indeed, if they're no longer Ba'alei Chayim, as we mentioned, if they were killed in some way by mistake, without intent to nullify them. Another category that we've also mentioned briefly is Chaticha Ru'uya Lehischabed, a slice or cut of meat that's fitting to be used to honor a guest. But as we discussed, it has to be that it's fitting to honor the guest in its current form or in a reasonable, rectifiable manner. But if it's something that's unreasonable, it's going to take a malacha meruba, it's going to take a very significant act in order to make it good, like shechita, then in the current position, it may very well be not a chaticha ru'uya lehischabed. The Rama, for example, Kuf Yud Beis, acknowledges the issue of chaticha ru'uya lehischabed by these animals, and writes, Davka ba'alei chayim ketanim. The animal was slaughtered, the animal that was alive is now dead. It's only talking, the Rama says, when it's small, a small type of animal. She'ein ru'uyin lehischabed la'achar shechitasan, that does not have an easy access to a cut of meat that would be ru'uya lehischabed. Because now that it's shecht, the great act of a kosher shechita has already been done. And if it's just a matter of skinning the animal, that's a matter of discussion if that's considered a malacha meruba, a great act, or not. The topic that got us involved here in the Gemara, that was meant to be a guiding point, was the discussion of es shedarko limnos or kol shedarko limnos. Is it anything, kol shedarko limnos, anything that's counted, or only specific things that are totally counted? They're only sold in a manner of being counted. And that discussion is going to impact practical halacha, as we mentioned yesterday, that it's dependent on lefi chashivuso ba'oso makom of oso zman. It depends on how that particular item is dealt with and perceived in that generation, in that location. Which prompts the interesting question regarding eggs, and we might extend that to bagels. Items that are sold by the dozen. They're sold by the number. The Shach in Kuf Yud Tes observes that sometimes, he's describing his situation, his time, eggs are sold by the basket, and they're not counted specifically. You could have a bunch of small, a bunch of large, and they may, in one basket, take up more space or less space. It's not done by the count, it's done by the volume. So that even though often, or maybe even majority of the cases, they're being sold by the number, by the dozen, but sometimes they're not sold by the number. Will that still have the status of es shedarko limnos, the chashivos, and therefore eggs are such that they would not be batal if one forbidden one got mixed in with others? The Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkatan Aleph in Kuf Yud, brings a ruling that was issued in a case of hefsed meruba, a great loss, that the rabbi ruled that eggs are not darko limnos, the way to be counted, because sometimes they're sold in ways other than counting them. And the Pesachei Tshuva writes that perhaps one can support such a position from the words of Rashi on yesterday's daf. Rashi, when he's explaining the positions, es shedarko limnos and kol shedarko limnos, he describes she'ein lecha adam demosif aleihem yesera lelokeach. There's no one who adds one on when he sells it to the buyer. Velo mocher velo minyan. And there's no one who sells it without counting it. However, yesh ha-mosifim yesera o-mochrin ho-eder below minyan. But if you would have a situation where sometimes it's added or they do it without a count, then it would be different. It wouldn't be in this very strict category. Pesach Tshuva concludes, Va'ata, and now he wants to suggest for consideration and explaining the ruling of this rabbi who ruled in a difficult case that an egg is not a davar shebeminyan. He says, "B'medinas eilu mosifin yaseira lilokeach." In our countries, people do add on one for the buyer. Havanami in darko limnos. If that's the behavior, then according to Rashi's definition, it would not be considered darko limnos. I'm not familiar that by eggs in our time, anybody adds on an egg. They're literally sold in crafted containers by the dozen, by the number. But when it comes to bagels, for example, even though they are sold by the number, very specific price per item, per dozen, but there's a concept called a baker's dozen. And if we followed Rashi's definition, then perhaps that would be a consideration to make it something that's not darko limnos in this specific non-nullifiable category. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.